Welcome, listeners, to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, recording this podcast from San Diego, California. My name's Ken Laster. Thanks for joining me. This is being recorded just a few days before the upcoming elections on November 3rd, and that has me totally on edge, so I want to try to chill things out with some great jazz music. We're going to begin with a young, talented guitarist. His name is Tony Davis. He's got a new album out called Golden Year, and let's hear Night Ride.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mike Casey from his brand new release, Law of Attraction. We heard Best Part, Take 3, fine album by a Hartford-based, now New York City-based saxophone player, Mike Casey, along with Matt Dwanzik on bass and Corey Garcia on drums. Before that, we heard from Tony Davis from the album Golden Year. We heard Night Ride. That one has a great ensemble featuring Tony Davis on guitar, David Bryan on piano, Desron Douglas on bass, and Eric McPherson on drums. This podcast is all new music that was released in 2020. The late, great Larry Willis apparently had an album in the can that had not been released before he had passed away earlier this year. Larry Willis's album is entitled I Fall in Love Too Easily, and it's his final recording session at Rudy Van Gelder's studio. So this one features Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, Joe Ford on sax, Blake Meister on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. We're going to hear a track from this album called Heavy Blue. Thank you.
then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to every like the lifetime of the sun. It will leave no heart undone, for there's enough for
everyone. You have to love those Stevie Wonder originals. That one is If It's Magic. And that is a great all-women band entitled Artemis is the name of the group. And that features Renee Rosnes on piano, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant doing those fine vocals, Anat Cohen on saxophone and clarinet, Melissa Aldana on saxophone, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Noriko Uda on bass, and Allison Miller on drums. I love that. We heard two from that album. Before If It's Magic, we heard Big Top. And these are some great compositions and arrangements on this. I really enjoyed that. Before that, we heard from Larry Willis from his posthumously released album, I Fall in Love Too Easily, the final session at Rudy Van Gelder's. And we heard the track Heavy Blue. Let's continue on with another new release from one of my favorite jazz artists. His name is Billy Childs, and he's not only a great pianist, but also a fine composer and arranger. And he's got a new album out called Acceptance. We are going to hear Leimert Park. We'll be right back. A beautiful interpretation of the John Coltrane classic After the Rain, performed by vibraphonist Joel Ross from his second release, this one on Blue Note Records, entitled Who Are You? I also loved the playing on that of harpist Brandy Younger. And the saxophone playing of Emmanuel Wilkins is also really great when those two get together. Before that, we heard another track from the album entitled More, and we started out that set with Billy Childs. From the album Acceptance, we heard Lemert Park, all of which are brand new releases, and this entire podcast has releases from 2020. We're going to continue on with Noah Preminger, a very unique saxophone player, has a very recognizable sound on tenor, and he has a album out as well. It's called Contentment, his latest release, and we're going to hear a track called The Late 90s, this one with a quartet, Noah Preminger on tenor sax, Max Light on guitar, Kim Cass on bass, and Dan Weiss on drums. Thank you. That was Noah Preminger from his latest release on Steeplechase Records. Name of the album is Contemptment, and we heard the late 90s. My name is Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I'll mention again, I am recording this a couple days before Election Day. If you are listening to this prior to Election Day, get out there and vote. It's a very important election. It's imperative that we replace this man in the White House and restore our democratic values, a sense of decency and honesty in the White House. So get out there and vote. So as I mentioned at the top, my nerves are certainly on edge over this election. And this is an artist that is going to calm your nerves. Her name is Allison Neal. You can definitely hear the influence of the great saxophone player Paul Desmond in her playing, a very smooth sound. She's got a new album out called Quietly There, featuring Peter Bernstein. Let's hear Midnight Sun. Thanks for listening, folks. Thank you.